Hi guys, I'm Alan.
And I'm Callum.
And you're listening to this week's episode of What's Now with Alan and Callum, brought to you in partnership with Darrow.org.uk, Scotland's only Creative Commons website. So this week, as with last week, we're talking Star Wars.
Yes.
We're talking Star Wars video games. I had the idea to do this like a couple of weeks ago,
yeah.
But it just so happened that Rogue One came in first, so we had to talk about
this. It's not really deliberate, yeah.
Yeah, so we had to talk about Star Wars, like... I wanted to talk about Star Wars games and then talk about Rogue One.
Yeah.
It's kind of like a nice lead-in.
Yeah.
But it's worked the opposite way.
Yeah.
But who cares? So yeah, we'd sort of... We'd talk... I can't remember how many we'd had. We'd talk a few.
Yeah.
Quite a lot,
actually. Oh, yeah,
yeah.
We do a bunch. Games. Yeah.
We kind of speak over them briefly. The ones that we liked, we speak about a bit more about.
Yeah.
And then we give them a wee rating. There's a nice three-tier rating system we've come up with. If it's good, the Force is strong with this one. If it's middling, I have a bad feeling about this. And if it's bad, midichlorians in the blood.
Yeah.
That's how you know.
Yeah.
That's how you know a Star Wars game. Feel free to use that at home with all your friends. I don't know why you would do it with normal games.
No.
But...
wouldn't make any sense.
If you're playing like...
use it to rate anything. You're rating anything.
Food.
Movies.
Oh, there's midichlorians in this food. What? What does that mean?
What's wrong with
is
you?
Is that a cooking term?
Yeah. May as well be. Yeah. Makes as much sense.
yeah, exactly. It would be arguably better if it was a cooking term. Instead of what they went for. So anything else to say up top?
No.
There's no like...
Just enjoy.
There's no really any spoilers.
Nah.
Cause,
nah. I mean, a lot of these games are old
as
well.
There's,
so
I think like...
You've either played them or you're not going to
play them. You're not
going to
play
them,
yeah. Like, the most modern game we talk about was like the new Battlefront, which
and
came out
last
year.
It's impossible to spoil.
And it's... yeah, there's no story.
There's nothing to it.
But otherwise, a lot of these games are quite old.
Yeah.
So what are you playing it? Come on, get on that. Go back to the past and tell your past self to go play all these games. So yeah, enjoy yours. like stolen the information for the, about the second Death Star for the rebels, and you only have the Emperor as your only unit, and your whole mission is to kill every Bothan in the map. It's super unsettling to play.
Oh jeez.
Because it's just like, okay, this.
And it's taking you like lightning's the.
You're lightning them all to death.
Oh god.
It's.
That's intense. Yeah.
It's very. It's too intense. Yeah. Some might say. But you get there's an expansion for it as well. Again, like just an expansion that comes with everything. Where you play as like I can't remember the guy's name, but you basically play as like a pirate faction. It adds like a third faction to the game. Okay. Because in the original one, there are certain planets that have like pirates on them.
Okay.
They've not got a lot of stuff. The pirates, but you just like wipe them out.
You can go conquer the planet.
Because as well, you get like. You get like the Hutts or like a because like now Hutt is in so you get like the ability to make smugglers and bounty hunter like recruit bounty hunters and stuff, so you could like all the factions have got their own heroes like Luke Skywalker and Han Solo and stuff's in it, and the Empire have got like Boba Fett and Darth Vader and things like that, and if you make a bounty hunter you could like send your bounty hunter to like neutralise one of their heroes.
That's cool,
but the second one it basically expands the pirate faction and you get like a bunch of total crazy stuff in that, like you get like the Rancor becomes like a playable unit from like
cool,
the land just, like, group troops and like the Night Sisters are in it and stuff like that. It's super weird but it's cool. It's like it's cool. I mean I still prefer the original undiluted Republic against Rebels against the Empire, but when it gets stale it's nice to have like the third faction come in and kind of beef things up again, but the Force is strong with that one, I would say definitely. Is there another one there we've both played that we could chat about? Do you ever play Force Unleashed?
Yes.
What did you think?
I enjoyed playing it.
Mm-hmm.
Like the first, there was two of them, right?
Yeah. Have you played two?
Yeah, I played them both.
Two's properly terrible.
Aye, the first one is good. I think the first one is good. The second one is not so good. I think that if they'd have just made one.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Because I know they did this thing where you technically had like a choice at the end of the first one, right? You could either be good or bad.
Yeah.
And then they had the problem of like which one was canon for the second one.
Yeah.
And they did this whole thing, like, because there was talk for ages, like they were getting really high on the Force Unleashed for a long time, because they were like, oh, we're going to like. There was talk of them doing like films of it and stuff at one point, and it was like. And they did all this stuff where. Where like that character was like tied into like the rebellion and stuff and like all that.
Yeah, well, he's like essentially like helps form the rebellion kind of thing.
And they were doing all this like quite big stuff with the characters and that, and then it just seemed to obviously in the selling off it. But I think the first one was good. Yeah. And like
I think the sequel kind of contributed to that because it was so bad. Yeah. You know what I mean? I think that kind of like. Was like, well, this is dead now.
Aye, because we're dying. Yeah, but the but like the combat in the first one was really good.
Mm-hmm.
Some of the stuff was really interesting. Again, like I think the first mission of the first game was really cool because you played as Darth Vader and you actually go and like kidnap this kid basically.
Yeah. Yeah, because it's like it's interesting. He's like this secret apprentice. He's training like without the Emperor knowing. Because he wants to like overthrow him, but then it's like, but then it turns out the Emperor's known all along, or has he? I can't remember.
Yeah,
it's
a lot of twists.
I think he does know.
He does know. Because he tries to get you to kill Darth Vader, I think, at the end.
Yeah, because that's the choice you can make. Aye. You can either attack the Emperor, or you can kill Darth Vader, and if you kill Darth Vader, you become the apprentice.
And you get like a weird Darth Vader outfit.
Yeah, you get a weird like. Roboty loon, helmet and stuff, but there's like a lot of like hunting down Jedi and stuff who are like escaped for the Order 66 and stuff like that. You go to like Felucia and like kill like Shaak Ti and stuff like that, and our apprentice who like trains Rancors, you have to go, like fight a Rancor.
There's a lot of excuses for like big boss fights. Yeah.
The worst bit is the Star Destroyer bit. Yeah, everybody hates the Star Destroyer bit. However, what version did you play? The Xbox version?
Yeah.
See, I've played two versions. I played the Xbox version and I played the Wii version.
Okay.
And the Wii version, while graphically looks considerably worse, right, is so much better than the Xbox version. Yeah.
Right.
Because, like, obviously you're, like, swinging a lightsaber about, right?
Yeah.
So that's annoying, kind of. But I was, like, younger when I played it, so I was fine doing it.
Yeah.
But that bit with the Star Destroyer, so much easier with the Wii.
It was, like, absolute pain in the ass to do it on the
Xbox. It's so simple to do on the Wii. And then the thing as well that's... there's a common theme in what we're talking about here. But in the Xbox version, because I played that second, and I was surprised at how quickly I finished it, because... there's this like DLC you can buy for the Xbox version where it's like a Jedi Trials DLC where you do these like trial missions. They're in the Wii version, like as part of the story.
Yeah.
Like every like three missions or something, Darth Vader's like, you need to go and do the Jedi Trials, so go and do that now. And you go and do one, and then he's like, right, go back to the campaign, and then he's like, right, now trial for you. And it's like just there.
Yeah.
And I was, like, really surprised none of that was in there. Yeah. So I just assumed it'd be exactly the same. But one would look a bit better.
Aye. Yeah.
But there you go. That's how these things are.
Yeah.
Good old Nintendo, eh? Just getting you whatever you want.
Yeah.
Apart from, like, a fun...
I don't know. Apart from, like, a successful console games console, yeah.
Do you have another one you'd like to discuss? What would we give them that? Like, I have a bad feeling about the first one.
Yeah.
Midichlorians for the second one.
Yeah. I really like Rogue Squadron.
Nice. Go for it.
Which I played on.
I played the start of one of these.
All right. Okay.
I don't know which one it is. It's like
it could be. There's like Rogue Squadron, Rogue Squadron 2. Rogue Squadron 3. They've all got like subtitles as well, I can't remember. Rogue Squadron, Rogue Leader.
It's maybe that one I've played. It's the one where it starts in Yavin and you're like on land and then the next battle's like a space thing.
It must be
I think it's got Luke Skywalker with like a lightsaber and his orange jumpsuit.
Aye, it'll be front. Rogue Leader then, I think. Yeah
that's
Rogue
the one
Squadron, Rogue Leader, because that was the one that had like ground based bits in it. Yeah.
It was alright.
Yeah.
Just didn't play anymore.
Yeah, I liked it because I think the actual space combat, like, because obviously a lot of it was like Rogue Squadron flying an X-Wing and stuff, and it was really cool, like, because it just worked, you know what I mean? Like, you were flying, you're zipping around, and I don't know, it was just, and obviously the plot followed the plot of, like, the movies, you know what I mean? It was quite basic in that sense, and I think... they made a whole bunch of them, but like, as far as I remember, you were pretty much just doing like the same thing in each game, you know what I mean?
Right.
Just in like a slightly different...
Blow up the Death Star.
Yeah, like you do the Death Star mission.
Blow up another
you
Death
do,
Star.
You know what I mean? You do the Hoth mission was always in it. You do, like, Endor was always in it, you know what I mean? All this stuff, yeah.
Oh, that's cool.
I can't really remember that much else about it, to be honest, other than that I enjoyed playing it. Again, I think it's one of the games that I've got lying around somewhere still. But the Force was strong with that game.
Okay.
At least the third one in particular, because like I say, like it added all those. I think there was bits for like vehicles as well, like other like
land. So was the ground combat like a welcome addition?
Yeah,
right.
It was. Because I think by that stage of the like, we need to do something.
We're fed up. Which is like,
yeah, we need to do something else. But again, I think that had like quite a good multiplayer.
Mm-hmm.
Because you could pick for like a load of different vehicles and like fly around and do kind of deathmatch style stuff. But
that's cool.
Yeah. I'm not sure if you could do co-op. I think you could maybe do co-op in like... I think it was one of these weird games where you could maybe do co-op in like certain bits.
Okay.
Which always seems like frustrating for one of the players, but... Yeah.
Tell player 2 to join in.
Yeah.
Yeah. Player two, bye. Yeah. You're done. See you later.
Yeah, so I don't know. But yeah, the Force was definitely strong.
Oh, that's good.
Those games.
Yeah, I've played the starter one. I don't know why I didn't play any more of it. Because it's not like I didn't own that one.
Yeah.
I did own it, I just never played any more of it. Because I had that for the GameCube.
I had it for the GameCube, yeah. I had most of these games for the GameCube, yeah.
Do you ever play Star Wars Bounty Hunter?
No. I didn't. I was really wanted to play that game, but I never got a chance.
The Jango Fett story.
Yeah. Was it good?
It's really good.
Yeah.
Yeah. Like, I know that obviously people have this, like, look, the prequels aren't good, alright? But some of the prequel games are fine. You know what I mean? They're quite good. And that one has a really great story.
Right.
Because it follows, like, how Jango Fett became the template for the clones.
Okay.
Because he gets, like, a message for Count Dooku, being like, oh, I'm like, extending a challenge to other, like, best bounty hunters in the galaxy. Go and kill my, like, former apprentice. And it's like, what's her name, like, Kamari Vosa. She's like this Jedi turned Sith.
Okay.
Who's hanging out on, like, one of the moons of Bogdan. And he's like, if you track her down and kill her, there's like a prize for you, basically. And he's extended it to loads of different bounty hunters, and Jango Fett gets it, and he goes on a trail, and the whole game's about trying to like hunt her down, and then eventually getting to Bogdan, coming up against these like kind of bounty hunter nemesis, killing him, then killing her, and then it's like, so here's the prize.
Yeah.
You're gonna go and live on this planet and be like a template for a clone army. Yeah. He's kinda like,
You're like, oh, okay.
Yeah. But it's and he like you get like explanations as to how he met like Zam Wazel and how he gets Slave One as well.
Yeah.
And it's some of the missions are like so cool. The one thing I would criticize it for is that they add this mechanic in, because it's called Bounty Hunter, right? They add this mechanic in whereby if you're playing on a level with, like, a lot of people, you can, like, put your wee scope thing down and look at each of them and see who's got a bounty on their head. And then you can claim that bounty, right? Because a lot of the missions are like, oh, we need to go after this person for information. And then that person's got a bounty on their head anyway. So he's the kind of end-level boss of the mission. But along the way, you could pick up some other bounties.
Yeah.
And that's great, because you get, like, you know what I mean? You could, like, either just kill them and then, like, get the money for that.
Yeah.
The money serves no purpose, though.
Oh,
is a bit of a problem.
Right.
And also, there's only, like, a handful of these moments in the game. So it's kind of like, what's the point?
Yeah.
Like, that mechanic is great, and it would work if this was a more, like, open game.
Uh-huh.
If it was a more kind of free-roam situation where you are just, like, a bounty hunter. You know what I mean? Where, like, a looser story to it.
Yeah.
But, that being said, the sort of linear story is amazing. It's so cool. You get to go to, like, a lot of, like, cool planets. You go, like, Tatooine and stuff like that. Okay. But you start off on, like, Coruscant. And you start off on, like, some sort of space station port thing. But you go like Coruscant, you go to Tatooine, you go to like the planet where the Dugs are for the Sebulba. The weird like foot hand man for episode one.
Yeah.
The planet they're from, you go there to kill somebody.
Yeah.
And you fight like the Nexu, the big cat thing that attacks Padme. There's like loads of them going about. You go like Bogdan, you have to fight a load of these weird like cultist people.
Okay.
That overwhelm you in like massive amounts, and you have to like flamethrower them all and stuff. It's crazy. But that's a really good game. The graphics are fine.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? They're what you expect for like a PS2 game. They're still probably would be playable.
Like functional.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, like, by no means high definition.
Yeah.
You like the guy Tamuera Morrison that voiced Jango Fett as the voice.
Okay, that's cool, yeah.
I think Christopher Lee might even do Count Dooku in it. Obviously, they're the only two that are in
the
films. But yeah, like, that's quite cool. There's like a fun wee thing I don't know why they added this. There's a fun wee thing where there's like outtakey cutscenes. There's like outtake versions of the cutscenes.
Yeah.
Yeah. Where like there's a bit where there's like a cutscene where this cultist leader who's like bigger later on in the game. There's a cutscene for the start of the game where Jango Fett and like his mate are sitting listening to Count Dooku's message.
Uh-huh.
And this cult leader like hooks one of them away and comes and sits in and listens in the background. It's like, it's crazy stuff like that. It's yeah. really weird. Like, I don't know. It's almost like at the end of a Pixar movie.
Yeah,
they used
yeah.
to do that sort of stuff. It's like that in the game for no apparent reason.
That's so weird.
Yeah. But yeah, I would say The Force was strong on that one.
Okay, cool.
Really good game.
Yeah.
Decent combat as well. You got to use jetpack, you got to use the nice. Two guns.
Yeah.
Really cool. I probably won't do... There's a bunch of games on here that I wrote down, but I've not finished them, so there's no point in really talking about them. But I do want to talk about the Phantom Menace game.
Okay,
the,
yeah.
like... Because obviously there's always this
like
kind of...
the tie-in one.
The tie-in yeah. game. Yeah, that's always like...
I played that, yeah.
A thing that I played on like PlayStation 1.
Yeah.
That was a really weird...
Yeah.
Slog of a game. Because it's yeah. like... It's like third person, but the camera's like weirdly high up
yeah,
for some
like
reason.
A strange angle.
Yeah. yeah, I just the thing that I always like I remember about that. It was like, it was no good, right?
No.
But it was there was a lot of like weird diplomacy kind of stuff in it.
Yeah,
you know what I mean. There was a lot of like toing and froing
yeah.
and trying to like negotiate your way out of a lot of situations. Because like early on, there's a mission where you go to like. What the level where you're in the Gungan city,
mm-hmm.
you're there and you're trying to like negotiate getting on like a
yeah.
sub to leave, and the way I resolved that is just I had to start killing people because
yeah.
I was like, I'm getting nowhere here. You know what I mean? I'm like I have no
I'm trying, I just can't make
yeah.
any headway.
It's one yeah. like, you know how you play in like there are these rare missions in like a Skyrim or
yeah.
something like that where
yeah.
you or like a Fallout where it's just conversational
yeah.
based stuff. And they're good. Like,
yeah.
I like the missions in those because they're like kind of well thought out and
yeah.
you know what you're doing.
yeah.
Whereas these, it's kind of like, well, I'm not going to help you until I get this. And we're like, well, who's
and you're
got
just
that?
Like, oh!
And it's like, and it's like, well, who's got that? He's like, I don't know. And then you have to wander in, like,
yeah.
do you have what he's
yeah.
wanting? And it's like, well, I'll give you it if you give me
yeah.
that. And it's like, oh my God.
You're like, you know what? Right. You've got the keys. Dead.
Well, that's what I ended up, like, because
yeah.
the game, it got to a point where the game basically broke for me because there's a mission in Tatooine where you go and you have to like you're like what you're Qui-Gon Jinn. Most of the game you've played is Obi-Wan Kenobi.
Yeah.
This level you're playing is Qui-Gon Jinn. You're walking around with like Anakin following you because you're trying to get parts for his pod racer
yeah.
so
oh,
that
God.
He could race
yeah.
in the race, right? And you basically have to go to like every scrap dealer
yeah.
and merchant to try and like get these parts. And again, it's like to in and fro, and it's like, well, I want this part, and I want this much money, and I want this
yeah.
and this and that. So I was like, I lost patience so easily, killed a guy, right? And then I turned to Anakin, and he was like, I'm not gonna help a murderer like you, and just like left me. So I was like, I basically was wandering around, but I couldn't complete the mission.
Yeah,
cause
you were just stuck.
Nobody would trade with me because I kill people. and Anakin would they talk to
yeah.
me. So I was like, well, pointless. So,
stuck on this planet.
And it's
pointless.
One of these games that, like, I'm pretty sure it, like, auto-saved at really
yeah.
weird points, so I was basically stuck with this corrupted
yeah.
save file.
God.
With no way progressing. So I was like, nah, no interest in. Thank you.
I do remember, like, I remember bits of that game. Yeah, I remember. I definitely played it, but it's obviously a long time ago now.
Yeah. yeah. Midichlorians and the like, entertaining, kind of.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Like,
actually, like,
I think it'd be one of these
funny.
Things to, like, go back, and if
yeah.
you played it now, it'd be, like, hysterical to, like, play it.
Yeah. But at the time, and,
oh,
like,
yeah.
as a functional game,
yeah.
Midichlorians
yeah.
choke through its blood. Did you ever play, like, any other sort of tie-in ones? Like, you played the Attack of the Clone one, right?
Yeah, I played the, like, Attack of the Clones one.
Was that any good?
Yeah, that was good, yeah.
What was the deal
with
that?
Well, see, there was two... Well, no, actually, let me think about that. There was two games.
Mm-hmm.
There was the Attack of the Clones...
Like, tie-in one.
Tie-in one.
Mm-hmm.
And then there was Star Wars The Clone Wars.
Yeah, that was like a ship combat thing, was it not? Or was it like an RTS or something?
It was like a vehicular combat one.
Right.
Right? And that was amazing. All that right. one. That was so good. That was like a Rogue Squadron game, but like entirely ground based.
Okay.
And they added all this like crazy stuff, like Jedi tanks.
Right.
Right? And there was like, I'll see if I can find a picture, but like they added these like Jedi tanks. So you were playing as, I think you were playing as like Obi-Wan Kenobi.
Right.
Right? Or like Anakin Skywalker.
Mm-hmm.
But you were like driving around your Jedi tank.
That's bizarre.
I can't even remember what the story was either, but I think there was a mission where you were on like a droid speeder bike.
Like a staff.
And, yeah. And like all this mad stuff, but
I take it the tie-in game, that was more like
That was more just
straight
standard.
Through the story kind of stuff.
Yeah.
Because I played the Revenge of the Sith one.
Oh yeah.
Which was actually like surprisingly good.
Aye?
Yeah, because like the combat was really decent. It was like, again, a lot of like hacking and slashing kind of stuff. A lot of like
did
cool
this,
force powers to use as well.
Did this have ground bits? I think this did have ground bits.
Did it?
Yeah.
You're just looting your pictures of this game.
I'm just, yeah.
Right.
No, I don't know. Yeah, I think because I'm looking at a picture now and I remember a bit where you like play as like Mace Windu.
Nice. Purple lightsaber.
Yeah.
Awesome.
Yeah.
And Jedi Power Battles, because it came out before Attack of the Clones, he's got a blue lightsaber. Still cool. Yeah. Plo Koon's got a yellow one, right? And Adi Galea's got a red one.
Oh, okay. Yeah, you drove like this like Jedi tanks.
That's insane looking. Yeah. So they look similar to the tanks for Battlefront 1 and 2.
Yeah.
Like
the
like clone tanks.
And you flew around you could fly around like the clone dropship.
That's cool. Man, I love the Republic gunship. That was
a
really cool.
Oh, and there was a mission where you like rode around like a horse thing. With guns on it.
Why? Why would you ride around a horse thing with guns on it? That sounds borderline stupid.
And here's like a classic moment from a cutscene.
Oh, very blocky.
Yeah. But yeah, no, so it was
very square.
I remember being quite impressed with that when I was a bit younger.
That's cool. What would you rate that?
I don't know, like somewhere between The Force is Strong and like I've Got a Bad Feeling. I don't know. I remember it was better than like the tie-in one. But like not quite as good as like Rogue Squadron or...
Did you ever play any of the racing ones or anything like that?
I played the pod racing one.
Like Racer Revenge?
Yeah.
I played that.
And I played the one... What was the one where they were all like cartoony?
Super Bombard Racing.
Yeah.
I played both of them.
I played them, yeah.
They were, like, that Super Bombard is nippy. That is a nippy game. Because it's so difficult when you first go in, how like to learn how to play this.
Yeah.
It's really difficult, but...
Nah, I remember playing both of them.
Really stupid. Yeah. I liked Pod Racing one, though. I really enjoyed that game.
I didn't play very much of that. I remember playing little bits, and it was good. Yeah.
Like, because I'm not like a big racing game
guy, me neither.
But I really enjoyed that one.
Yeah.
Probably cool with like Bad Feeling about that.
Yeah.
Like, very, very medium, I would imagine.
It's definitely, it's an odd direction for like a Star Wars game, you know what I mean? Like, if you're making like a racing game.
Well, if you think that's an odd direction for a Star Wars game, the one I'll probably mention last, I don't know why, because it's by no means my favourite, but there's a game called Star Wars Demolition. You ever play that?
That rings a bell.
It's like a demolition derby game for like the PS1.
Okay.
It's like Jabba the Hutt after, I think it's set after Return of the Jedi, right? Oh no, it can't be because he's dead. I'm pretty sure it's non-canon, this game.
Yeah.
It's pretty non-canon, but after like, he's not, he's like, something's gone wrong with pod racing, so he's not allowed to do those anymore. So instead, he's like set up like demolition derbies on like various planets.
Okay.
Right.
Using what?
Like a variety of wacky characters, right, each okay. who has a different vehicle.
Right.
Like there are two like Twi'lek twins who fly a snowspeeder.
Okay.
Boba Fett's in it, just flying around on his jetpack. There's like some Jawa who has tapped into like a leftover Trade Federation droid on like the speeder bike.
Okay.
So there's that. There's like a rogue Imperial who's driving an AT-ST. There's a guy on a Rancor, because I seem to have played all the games with like
Rancors in them. The tamed Rancors.
Yeah, there's a guy with like the Rancor. There's like some guy who's like a Kyle Katarn guy type figure who's like in Luke's Landspeeder.
Yeah.
And like Aura Sang is in it on like the swoop bike.
Yeah.
Really strange direction for a Star Wars game. Because that's just like that's carnage, that game. It's like however many characters in a small map just ramming into each other, shooting each other. Like... Just
madness.
It's no good. No good. I don't know why they thought that would be a clever sort of move to go for. Particularly all the like wacky, stupid characters that they've got in it. And like it's weird that like you have things like an AT-ST going up against Boba Fett, literally just a man flying around. Midichlorians certainly. So, is that us?
Did you play...
not yet.
Shadows of the Empire.
Which one's that?
It was the one that was on the Nintendo 64.
No. Wait, did I? What one is that? Keep talking about it.
It's the one... You play as, like, Han Solo's pal, like, Dash Rendar, that's, like, in loads of, like, Star Wars novels and
that. Oh, no, I never played that one.
I don't remember much about it. I remember that it was good at the time, though.
Right, what kind of game is it like?
It was like a platformer.
Oh, right.
Like an action platformer, I think.
What, like the Jedi Knight, Jedi Outcast?
Yeah, kind of. I think it was like a third-person action platformer thing. And I just remember that I never completed it because it was brick solid. I think like the last fight was like so difficult. I think you maybe fight like an AT-ST or something, and it was just like...
You got to the end at least.
Yeah, I can't remember much else about it.
Could always just YouTube that last cutscene.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah.
See what's going on.
Third person shooter.
See what's going on beyond the last boss battle.
Yeah, but I remember that being good. So yeah.
Is that us?
Yeah, I think that's us.
Cool. A mixed bag.
Yeah.
Mostly good, I would say.
Oh, yeah.
Like, I remember I enjoyed playing all of these at the time that I played them. You know what I mean? Like, yeah, they've all got their merits. Certainly.
Yeah, definitely.
Even, like, the bad ones are probably, like, entertaining enough.
Oh, yeah. You know you still get a laugh out of some of the bad ones.
What is your favourite Star Wars game, though? Yeah. Let us know. Do you have one that we've not mentioned here? Like, there are a few on this list that I didn't bother mentioning.
Yeah.
Because, like, I don't know, like, just goes with it saying something. Like, I mean, the Lego games, for instance. The Lego Star Wars one's probably my favourite.
Yeah.
Like, it's probably the best one, I would say.
Yeah.
Because there's, like, a collected version where you get all six episodes.
It's so good.
That's great. Yeah.
And it's just funny. There's
also one I didn't mention, which... Because I don't know what it's called, right? Because it was like it was this arcade game they used to have in Glasgow Airport.
Okay.
Which was like a rail shooter type thing, where you would fly. You would do like all the missions of Star Wars. You would do like the trench run, and then you would do like.
Is there a lightsaber fight in it?
There's like a couple. One's like you fight Boba Fett, and one's you fight Darth Vader.
Was it not total rock solid?
Very difficult, yeah. Well, what I used to do is, whenever we were like flying from Glasgow Airport...
I remember, I've played that in like another arcade.
Yeah, it was like, I would play all the space battles, and then I would get my dad to jump on and do all the like land battles, because they were terrible.
Yeah.
And he had to like...
Because you do the snowspeeder bit as well,
you do the snowspeeder bit, you like go through like the ice caves... And you have to, like, fight a Wampa at one point. Then you do the speeder bike chase,
yeah,
which is brick solid. Oh, yeah. And if you fight both out on the skiff,
aye,
you do the speeder bike chase, then you have to fight Darth Vader on the Death Star 2. Jeez. And I think you have to blow up Death Star the 2 again as the Millennium Falcon. Very difficult, but so great.
Yeah, because like, oh, it was like a big booth.
Yeah, it was like a huge booth. And yeah, I love that.
I can't
game.
Remember what that was called.
I was devastated when I finally went back to Glasgow Airport and they go, really? Yeah, I was like, this was like the greatest thing ever. Why have you done this? I would have bought this for
you. I know, if you're getting rid of it,
But yeah, I don't know what that's called. If you know what that's called, if you ever played it, you used to work at Glasgow Airport. Right in
if this is sitting in your garage somewhere, we'll buy it. Let's talk turkey.
I know, come on, what's going on? You can't still be playing that. You must have spent a lifetime playing through that game. Those like 8 levels.
Yeah.
Right in us, whatsnowpodcast@gmail.com is the email address. You can also tweet us @whatsnowpod. You can follow us on YouTube, What's Now Podcast. I mean, to be fair, the YouTube, not a lot of stuff on there as of late, but
yeah,
it'll come back. Yeah, it'll have a resurgence. Yeah. Well, you know, these things always do. I mean, like, what's one more subscription in that list gonna do you?
Exactly.
Nothing. Yeah. So come on, just hit that button.
Yeah.
Just do it. We're not gonna clog your feed.
No, there's like not a nice, at all, yeah. Not
and then like one
be
day
respectful.
You'll go on YouTube and there'll be like one video there and you'll be like, oh, it'll be like a welcome surprise.
It's those guys.
Yeah. I forgot I was subscribed to them. Unsubscribed. you can subscribe to us on iTunes, What's Now with Alan and Callum. Review us there. Rate us out of stars. I don't know how YouTube works. How iTunes works.
Oh, yeah, I don't know how that works. Yeah.
Tell a friend. That's a button.
That's the most valuable thing.
But also, tell a friend in real life. Yeah. No, just like tell a friend on iTunes because I don't know what that means.
No, I know.
But, yeah. Tell a friend. Just one or two. Whatever. Tell your mum, tell your dad. If you didn't even want to tell your real friends. And you can also, of course, follow us on the darrow.org.uk SoundCloud. So that's been What's Now, guys. Subscribe for what's next. Oh, fuck, we have to do an intro. Did you fuck?
Excuse me.
Nice.